Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
So we are, you know, already in April, and we're still in the book of Genesis. And so we did, that's the thing. Okay, Adam's, you know, when you listen to a preacher, what you need to do is you need to figure out, you know, how to interpret the word, how to get most from the word. Look for the how, not only in what you hear. And so when you listen to any preacher, learn the heart of interpreting the word. And the best way that I can suggest you is when you read the Bible, you have to read the Bible, right? Or even if you have to listen to the Bible, now you can listen to the Bible. You don't have to read it. You download, what's it called? Bible app, I think it is. Bible app, or there's so many different apps. And then those apps will actually read the word to you. You don't even have to read it. You know, it's audiobooks. And when you listen to it, if you're listening to like just a paragraph, just from that paragraph, just pick out one lesson that's applicable for you for the day, or two lessons, you know, maximum, and then try to live out those two or one lesson that you've learned. That's how you learn the word, okay? So we are, we've did quite a bit of principles, the principle of unity, the principle of faith, and a whole lot of things. I think we've come to the place now we need to do, interpret character analysis in the Bible. And so we are in lesson 10, and we are in Genesis chapter 4. And I think that there are some lessons that we can learn from Cain and Abel. That's where we are. And lessons, also principles. Principles is a truth that's applicable to us from that story. The Bible is full of stories, and every story has a principle, something that is important for us to learn and to live by. And so let's read Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. Let me read verse by verse and give you the principles. So in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, and the Bible says, "And Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground." So the first principle, again, if you read that, for me, the first principle that I see is the principle that your work is your vocation. It's your ministry. Look at that scripture. When God first made the universe, made man, he never called man into ministry. Check it out. The guy is not an apostle. He's not a prophet. He's not a pastor. He's not a teacher. He's not an evangelist. He's doing, both of them are doing what God created them to do. And what is that? The Bible says God created man, and God put man in a garden, and God said to man, you will dress it and you will keep it. The word dress it means you have to work it. And the word keep it means you've got to be in charge of it. And that's what he's doing. Both the guys are gone into ministry. And what is that ministry? It's to work the earth and to be in charge of the earth. Now, you'd notice from this text that God didn't choose the career for them, because what you find is that man's original occupation, or call it a vocation, or call it a career, call it employment, was not to get into the ministry. Man's original occupation, employment, career, vocation was what? To work the earth and to be in charge of it. And so God gives man the freedom to choose. God didn't say, Cain, you are called to do this. Abel, you are called to do that. The calling was on the inside. They decided how to deploy the calling. So basically then, every one of us has the freedom to choose what you want to be in life. And so it was Cain who decided, I want to get into agriculture. And Abel decided, well, I want to get into stock farming, which is being a shepherd. Now, so from that, again, there is deeper truth in it. And in the New Testament, you will discover that gifts and callings are without repentance. In other words, before, when God sent you in the earth, in your mother's womb, at that point, He's already put the gift in you. He's already put the call in you. You don't receive your gift and you don't receive your call when you get saved. That's what that word, that's what the scripture means in the book of Romans. Gifts and calling are without repentance. It means before you repent, before you change, before you give your heart to the Lord, you've already arrived here in this earth with the gifts. The New Testament tells us what are those gifts. You know, it's the gift, well, the church says apostle and prophet and pastor and teacher and evangelist. Those are not titles. Those are functions. The gift of the apostle is the function of being an innovator. And the prophetic gift is about being an administrator. The pastoral gift is about serving, service, the service industry. The evangelical gift is about selling. It's the ability to sell. And the teaching gift is the ability to educate, to teach, to mentor, to coach. And if you go and read the book of Psalm 68, the Bible says that these gifts are for the non-believers also. God wants the non-believer to benefit from the gift that's inside you. And therefore, it is not restricted to the church environment. The church made it very restrictive. And so every human being arrives in the earth with a call, arrives in the earth with a gift. And it is you that have to decide, where do I want to deploy my gift? Where would I want to use my gift? You remember the parable of the talents? The Lord called his servants and he gave one 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. Did he tell them what to do with the talent? No. They had to decide how we're going to deploy the talents and bring back profits to the Lord. Now, you know the story of the parable of the talents, right? The guy who had the one, what was his excuse? Fear, right? And what did Jesus say to the guy that his excuse was fear? Now, Jesus said to him, now, you're not fear, you're wicked and you're lazy, slothful. See, God's interpretation of your fear is, well, you're just too lazy to overcome that fear, to work on that fear, and to overcome it. And so, every one of us, we arrive in the earth with a gift. And every one of us, God wants you to work this gift out. You have to work out your salvation. You've got to work out your gift. You have to work out your call. And inside you, there's potential. There's ability. You have to work out your ability. That's what work does. Work is more than having a paycheck. Work brings the best out of you. And so you've got to work out that gift. And you decide what you want to do. You decide, I want to become a doctor, I want to become a lawyer, I want to become a teacher, I want to become this and that. God doesn't decide that for you. You make the decision, but wherever you go and whatever you do, that gift has to manifest. That gift has to flow from you. And then you become a blessing. And so you decide, I want to deploy my gift in the world of law and order, and that's, you know, the police and government and lawyers and or the world of business, or the world of education, or the world of art, which is musicians and sports people, and a whole lot of other things. And so that's why the Bible says the kingdom of God is like treasure hid in a field. When a man has found that treasure, he has to...
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.